From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Novelist Philip Roth turned 77 this year. It's been half a century since he published his first book, Goodbye Columbus, and won a National Book Award. Today, Roth releases his 31st effort. It's called Nemesis. The story is set during World War II in Roth's hometown of Newark, New Jersey. The nemesis of the title is a polio epidemic. In a moment, we'll hear from Philip Roth, but first, Alan Shoes has a review.
The narrator is one of the victims, named Arnie Mesnikoff, who recovered from his attack of polio. Through his eyes, we get a portrait of a 23-year-old Jewish playground director named Bucky Cantor, a young man who loomed large, in fact, seemed almost invincible in those days in the lives of some Jewish boys in summer. In reality, Cantor is much less than all-powerful. Despite his best intentions to fight for his country, the army rejects him because of faulty eyesight. And as the polio epidemic advances across his neighborhood and town, he seems unable to regard himself as anything but a pathetic figure who's been spreading the disease without taking sick himself. Where at the beginning of the epidemic, Bucky takes a Rooseveltian view that the germ of fear of the disease might be worse than the disease itself, by the end of the story, we see him, as the narrator puts it, as nearly having become one of those people taken to pieces by his times. This dual portrait of a neighborhood and of a man representative of the times gives this new novel a singular appeal. When bad things happen to good people, to borrow the title of a book by a contemporary American rabbi, crowds always gather to watch and wonder.
Alan Shoes teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.